Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Tassel to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. If you're a college student with a question or comment, please submit it through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. This week's broadcast is all about stepping up and being present. So show up and step up. Being a first-year college student can be very challenging at times. Honestly, doing anything for the first time can be a challenge, and when you do it, I want you to do your best, even if your best isn't perfect, because after all, we're not perfect. And that's one of the things that I talked about in last week's episode, how to be perfectly flawed. So basically, all I'm saying in that is know your limitations, own where you are, and figure out the best way to get where you want to be, holding yourself accountable. So what do I mean when I say show up and step up? Now, in your former life, and you know that every week when I refer to your former life, I'm referring to high school. In your former life, it may have been possible for you to get a majority of the credit for doing something simply by showing up. You may not have put in a lot of effort. There may have been people who looked out for you. There might have been extra credit opportunities or different ways for you to get the grade that you wanted without necessarily putting forth a whole lot of effort. Well, now that you're in college, and this is, as far as you're concerned, the big leagues of education up to this point in your educational career, now that you're in the big leagues, you got to step it up. So showing up is not enough. Showing up alone is something that may get you by. You might have a 2.0, but I know you, and if you're listening to my broadcast, you will not settle for a 2.0, and a 2.0 isn't enough. So that means that you now have to step up and, again, do more than you're accustomed to doing. So what do I mean by that? Well, I've talked about it before, but I'll mention it again. One, I want you to go to every single class every single time it meets. Also, if you're at a big university where there are lectures and recitations, I want you to go to both of those. However, prior to class, I want you to read. Read the assigned section. And if for some strange reason you're telling me there is no section assigned, there are concepts or topics that should be outlined in your syllabus. Look at the concept or topic, find the corresponding section in your textbook or article in your course pack or whatever the case may be. Read it, because lecture is not intended for you to learn. Lecture fills in the gaps. You study outside of class, and then you come to class to make sure you can tie everything together and fill in the holes from the things that weren't very clear when you read. But until you read, you can't know for sure. So I need you to read. I need you to go to class, every single class meeting. I need you to do your homework, and I need you to study. The doing homework part, I know you know how to do. Open up the textbook or the electronic assignment. Do the problems. That's homework. All of your learning doesn't happen there either, but I want you to study. So studying outside of class means reading. It may mean using a reference text. It definitely means going to see your professor or your TA during office hours when you're confused, going to any help centers, help rooms, or tutoring centers that are available on your campus, creating study groups. So you have people who are like-minded in your courses that can also help you fill in the gaps. This is what I mean by step up. And most importantly, when it's time to step up, I want you to do your part. You are now an adult. You are solely responsible for your education and the situation in which you either learn or don't learn. The outcomes are on you now. So think about that as you make your decisions about whether or not to get up, whether to put in another hour, whether to finish everything or, you know, I'm going to do it later because I want to go do this social thing first. all of these things are on you. You are the only person who can make or break your educational career. Now, there are other things that may have influences, but at the end of the day, it's all on you. And I know you can handle it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been admitted. So I want to do what I can to help you make it through. So as you're going through your day-to-day routines, a friend of mine who is a medical doctor with a specialty in psychiatry mentioned different mindsets. When you're maybe not interested in doing something or you think that you can do it later, think of the two scenarios. For instance, finishing an assignment now as opposed to finishing it later. What's the worst thing that can happen if you do the assignment? What's the worst thing that can happen? Maybe you'll miss out on a little bit of something that your friends are doing. Maybe you can't go to bed as early. Maybe you'll miss a part of a TV show or something like that. Now, what's the worst thing that can happen if you don't finish an assignment? You go out and do whatever you want to do. Maybe you have a really good time. You come back in tired, sleepy. Don't ever finish the assignment and it's something that's graded. So now you don't get the full credit for something that you know you could have done. So when you're sitting around, that's called a deliberative mindset. It's kind of ambiguous. There's nothing that you really are thinking of in terms of the worst thing that could happen. But if you ever think through those two pieces, what's the worst thing that can happen if you do this thing? What's the worst thing that can happen if you don't do this thing? That puts you into what he calls an implementation mindset. You have to do something at that point, and you're making a choice at that point. And what I want you to do is choose to do the thing that is always in the best interest of your academic career. I will do my best to help you get there, but because I'm out here and you're there living your life every day, the choice is yours. So as you go to classes every day and you do all of your assignments and you read and you meet with your instructors and you create relationships and have experiences, I want you to show up and step up. I'm sure you can do it. I'm here to help you along the way. So that's it for this evening's broadcast. Tassel the Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments before next week's show, please submit them through my website, www.tasseltothetassel.com, or if you like, you can send me a direct email. And my email address is dr.deidre@tasseltothetassel.com. You can also check out my blog, which is tasseltothetassel.blogspot.com, to get more information and suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, let's get college ready.